T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.9 Buzz, it's Pisano and Sandy. Good morning.
Sometimes, in order to keep the peace in the house, you agree to disagree, right? Mm-hmm. But there is one debate that happens every year around this time that may be worth fighting for.
Couples therapy time on the Buzz.
Yeah. There are, you know, what is that one thing in your house that you're like, okay, forget it. Let's just agree to disagree. We're never going to see eye to eye on this. Let's let it go. And then what is it one thing in your house where you're like, that's it. I'm going to fight tooth and nail to win. Mm. Around this time, every year, there's a lot of couples who fight over the temperature in the house. So this week, temps are going to dip below 60, right? Today's the last day. Nice. And then it's going to, like, the lows are going to be in 40s,
yeah.
I saw. Mm-hmm. So is it time to turn on the heat yet? We had a listener call in after the show on Friday, and she said that her husband and her debate this every year. So if you guys do too, you guys aren't alone, obviously. Her husband tries to take a stand. No heat till November. It's not the temperature. It's the month.
Okay. So it seems to me you're going to ask who's right.
Well, who's right, or how do you do it in your house? What happens? Because everybody has that conversation, right?
Yeah.
The discussion about the heat and when to turn it on.
This is all you guys, right? This is all, when it comes to husband and wife, this is always your problem. It's never our problem.
Oh, you're saying, when you say you don't mean me personally, you mean us women?
Us women,
is
yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, when it comes to husbands and wives, it's always the wife's problem. It's never the guy's problem. We're not like, honey, it's cold in here. Can I turn the heat on?
Even conversely, you guys are like, oh, I'm hot. Can I turn the heat on? Go outside.
Jeez.
So is it a temperature for you or is it a month?
Oh, it's definitely a temperature. It's definitely got to be a temperature. It can't be a month. You never know. Like, okay, November.
November.
Okay,
this sounds like, okay, time to turn on the heat. When you're in September, it doesn't feel right to turn on the heat yet.
Wait, you didn't turn it on the other day when it was cold? We had that couple day cold snap?
No.
Why?
I'm with her husband.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a process to turn on the heat, right? You need to make sure you clean up the filter, make sure you change the filter. You got to do a few prayers that it'll work.
Yeah, you really should have it checked, you know, every year. But I don't know. I think it's more like, if it's going to be in the 50s for 3 or 4 days, then the heat goes on. I don't care if it's September. It doesn't matter. It's not the date. It's the temperature.
And what's that temperature for you?
Inside the house, when the temperature gets down to like 67, maybe 65.
Oh, so you look at the inside of the house thermostat. You're not even looking at the temperature, the weather forecast. It is just, when is it in the house? Gosh, you know what? Is that weird that I don't even think of it that way? I think of the... You always like a cold house, though, anyhow.
I like a cold bedroom when I'm sleeping. I don't like a cold house.
I would think that you would extend it to, you know, you're all about saving money now. No, you're not. Okay, maybe not.
Did you see my face drop?
I know.
Did it look like I had a stroke?
No, he did. I forgot who I was talking to. Hold on a second.
I'm like, who are you talking to? You're not Skyping yourself this morning, are you?
Oh my god, you're not okay. I don't know. Is it the temperature or the month? Her husband says no heat. We're not turning on the heat till November. So this week they're not turning. I didn't even think of turning on the heat this week either.
It's going to definitely get colder every day and end up in the 50s by Saturday. So if you're not
psychologically ready for the heat yet.
Oh, it's all about, oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, yeah, isn't it? For you too?
It's never psychologically. It's just if it's cold. If it's cold in the house, it's all I care about is the interior environment. If it gets to the point where it bugs me or I've got to wear extra clothing, that's stupid. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to turn the heat on.
Oh, look at you just having money to throw around.
I'm so glad I'm not married to you.
Likewise, sweetheart.
98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. This is almost like Groundhog Day. This fight happens every year.
Every year, without a doubt, in a lot of households. And this is one fight that it's not like, okay, let's just agree to disagree. This is a fight you're going to fight to win. And if there was a song attached to this fight, which I know, Scott, constantly in your mind, you're thinking song lyrics, this would be, "No Heat Till November."
Well, I just played Ice Ice Baby. Did that qualify?
Yeah, that too. Her husband says no heat till November. So it doesn't matter that the temps are going to dip below 50.
Uh-huh.
It's all about the month for him.
So conversely, on the other side, when does he turn the heat off? Like,
oh, I don't know. She didn't say. It was someone called into the show Friday after the show was over. So I'm like, oh, my God, we got to talk about this because that's hysterical. So
we're all
couples therapy.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say couples therapy 222-2899.
This is the fight that's going to happen this week. Every one of us, because it's going to be that by the end of the weekend, it's going to be in the 50s.
Well, at night, though, it's dipping in below 50s. So is this a time?
Yeah. In the biggest way.
Psychologically, and it sounds terrible. Like when you hear him say, no heat till November. You know, he's such like a, sounds like such a, like a, whatever. You know, you have that image in your mind too. But I kind of side with him. Psychologically, I'm not ready to turn on the heat either. I'm going to probably hold out. The kids are going to complain. And then I'm going to say, toughen up. You know, when I was a kid, I'll tell them one of those stories.
Yeah,
you got it too good kind of stories.
I mean, it always starts with money with you, right? It's a money thing. It's not a psychological thing.
It should be a money thing. It is a money thing for all of us.
It's a comfort thing. It's not a money thing. You got to turn the heat on eventually, right? So you may as well be comfortable instead of miserable. I say you turn it on as soon as it gets cold enough. And see, here's the neat thing.
What's
about
that? Wait, when you say that, that's too generic. What is that?
When the indoor temperature is really uncomfortable.
What is that? You're so generic.
64, 65, something like that, indoors.
Okay, yeah. And then at that point, do you guys need to clear it with each other? Or do you have to, quote unquote, ask permission to turn on the heat?
No, I don't ask permission. I go down, make sure everything's good with the heater, check the filter, do that stuff, turn it on. Then my wife texts me. Like the other day, we turned it on. Hi to Buzz. Hold on a second. We turned it on, and it was in the morning. She was still upstairs. I was watching the baby. It was early, you know. And she sleeps
on
the weekend.
The heat?
Yeah, it was when it was really cold for a couple of weeks. Last week before, when it was like 50s. And it got a little cold in the house, so I turned the heat on. And she texts me. She's like, "What's burning? Is there something burning?" You know that first turn on the heat smell you get?
Yeah.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. No Heat November must be my long-lost brother, because I follow the same rule. But also, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not the outside temperature. I don't care if it's 45 degrees outside. It's what the thermostat says inside. As long as it's 64, 65 in the house, we're comfortable. There are blankets. We've got 10,000 hoodies that we've bought over the years for everybody.
Put one on.
Warm up a little bit. Some years I have tried to stretch. If we get an early Thanksgiving, sometimes I've stretched it to Thanksgiving.
I love it.
You've got the oven going. You've got every boiler and burner going. So much heat in the house generated naturally like that. So if I can stretch it to November 15th to the 20th, boy, am I a happy man not doing that.
Will you please keep us updated? I want to know how long you can stretch it this year.
I will be honest with you. I have almost made it to December in years gone past when we've had mild November.
Oh, my God. Sandy, you know what, dude?
We never fight, me and my wife, but my wife, I know, will sneak the thermostat over, and I don't argue with that. I know she's a little chilly, and I can feel her toes and nose at night and everything like that. So
I love
she
it.
Sneaks it. Oh, that's awesome. Wait, does she sneak it back when you get home? Like, okay, and then pretend nothing happened?
You know something? We still have the old-fashioned crank thermometer. We got a very old house. I haven't put a digital on yet, so I don't know if she does sneak it back or not. But I know when everybody knows when the heat goes on. You get that burning smell, and you're like, wait, who turned the heat on?
Yeah, exactly. What's your first name? What's your first name?
My name is Mark.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna call you Thermostat Mark. You're gonna keep us. You call us back when the heat goes on.
I'm following you. Mid-November sometime.
All right.
Okay, whenever
Mark.
You turn on the heat, I will. So whatever you say. And then when my kids complain, I'll be like, Thermostat Mark hasn't turned on his yet.
I live in Hilton. You live in Hilton. So the temperatures are the same.
Oh, boy. There you go.
I love it. Oh, I feel so close to you right now.
Thanks, man. Take it easy. Hi, Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Help me out here. Hi, Estanzo. What's up?
My usual garbage, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
No heat. Don't spoil the kids.
Oh, yeah, forget heat all summer, or all winter, right? Just no heat at all?
Well, I try to keep it until as close to December as possible.
Really?
They have blankets. Use them. They don't need the heat on the house.
You no heat till November, too?
Yeah, at least. If I can push it longer, I do.
Wow.
See, Scotty? You're the only one just throwing money around. It's August. He's turning on the heat.
You get all dried up,
and you can't breathe, and your nose itches.
You don't have a significant other because the heat coming off of her would probably end up heating the house because she'd be so furious with you.
No, she would have been and was as cold as an ice cube, so we all would have froze to death.
You're killing me. Thanks, man.
Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.